For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a March 29th edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. Joining me today, so I'm not alone, Troy Markowski.
Markowski.
I know.
You'll get it one of these days, man. You'll get it one of these days.
I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. One of these days, I promise you, I'll get it. How are you, buddy?
Dude, I'm doing fantastic. Phenomenal on this Monday afternoon. How are you?
Just trying to keep my enemies a little bit closer, bringing you on here since, you know, I'm targeting you. Hey, what are you at now? 66%?
I think 56. I haven't cracked 60 yet. Let me pull up. I think
I'm at like 52 right now.
I'm 55.83, 91, 72, and 2 on the season, NBA season. Up 23 units, though.
That's nice. Let me see.
It's been rough for me since All-Star break, though, I must say.
I've been trying
to figure out their new lineups, what they want to do since the trade deadline as well. It's just been a weird week or two in the NBA.
Yeah, I messed up. I haven't been very active since the All-Star break. I mean, I've made bets, obviously, and I've been putting them in the wager pass, but it hasn't been nearly as to the volume as where I was once at, you know. Currently, right now, I am, it looks like I'm 72 and 72 now. So, yeah, I haven't been doing that well either. So, since the All-Star break, I am 2-4. Since the All-Star break, I've done a total of 6 games. That's rough.
I feel like I've been like, it's been like that for me too, because I've been trying to go off of, like, you know, what I watched up until All-Star break, and it just seems like teams have just come out, like, I don't want to say completely differently, but it's just been different capping it since All-Star break.
Both my wins, get this, Troy, it's with the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, that's the first game on the slate tonight too.
I know, what a perfect segue to this first game. So let's go ahead and jump right on into this NBA slate. We have the Pacers facing off against the Wizards. The Pacers are 5-point favorites here on the road. Total over under sits at 233. Troy, what are you looking at?
The Pacers laying 5 on the road, that's just a bit too much for me to jump on. The Wizards, they average like 8 more points per game at home than they do on the road. So for me, I'm looking at the total of 233, and I like the over on that. The Wizards are just not good defensively, and they try to make up for it by outscoring you, but they don't. They're just not good enough, but they still put up big points. You know what I'm saying? They're still top. What is it? Top 10? Yeah, they're 10th right now in the league in points per game at 114. Pacers not too far behind them at 113 a game. So I'm going over on this one.
I'm taking the Pacers -5, and that's only with the mindset that Bradley Beal is not going to play, because I don't think he's going to play. I saw him land on that hip. He did not look good running up and down the court. And I just don't think they're going to want to take any risks with him right now. So I personally don't think he's playing. And with that said, I'm just going to throw a 1.5 unit bet on that right now while we're here on the podcast.
If Beal doesn't play, he's questionable right now. That makes it a little more sketchy on that over-under. I mean, he is the focal point of the offense. You know, him and Russell putting up all the points. So if he's not playing, I kind of would have to second guess myself on that over 233. I'd probably lean under, but really I'll just stay away. If one of your main scorers isn't in, that's kind of a hard one to cap.
I just really don't think he's playing. Like I saw it happen, his fall on his hip. I saw it happen. I was watching that game live. And it didn't look good. And then he tried to play off on it. He made his free throw, but then he tried to run up and down the court. And I saw it, and then obviously so did the announcers, because that's all they talked about for that full, like, 2 minutes he stayed on the court after falling on his hip. It was rough. I don't think he's playing today. That's just a personal opinion.
When was that game? Was that last night that this happened?
It was either last night or the night before, but yeah, it didn't look good. The one I do like, though, is Russell Westbrook's over 10.5 rebounds, especially if Brad Beal's out. I can see that definitely happening.
Yeah, so that it would have been Saturday against the Pistons, which is interesting because this is the first game of a back-to-back. Tomorrow they host Charlotte, so I'd be surprised if Bradley Beal plays in this one, knowing that.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing. Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. Oh yeah, what do you think about my over 10.5 rebounds for Westbrook?
I think that's a good one. We know he likes to get the boards. He's one of the better rebounding guards in the league, especially I feel like now that his shooting percentages have been declining as he's, you know, getting older, that's just more chances for him to get rebounds, because you know he's going to be crashing the glass. That's just what he does. That's how he plays.
Yeah, I can just see it happening. I know he's going to have to jump through the trees with Sabonis and Turner down there, but I don't know. I kind of like it. I think his assist numbers are at 10.5 as well. I'm going to take the over on that too. I just think that I see a triple-double coming for Westbrook.
Yeah, if Beal's out.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next game here. We have the Miami Heat as 4.5-point favorites on the road in New York, in the Mecca, -190 to a +165 for the Knicks. And then the total over under sits at 204.5. Troy, are we hitting that over 204.5? Because that's just way too low.
I don't know. So I'm looking at the injury report. Julius Randle and Reggie Bullock are questionable. Mitchell Robinson's out, obviously, from fracturing his foot over the weekend. So it's kind of like, where are the points going to come from for me on the Knicks? And also for the Heat, you know, Goran Dragic probable. Other than that, they still have everyone who's going to be there. Victor Oladipo's out so far as it's listed, but Where's the offense going to come from for New York? You know what I mean? So I guess you could counter that with, where's the defense going to come from? But no matter who New York plays, the Knicks always turn it into a mud fight. And they always really grind it down, get you with the slow pace, and their good defense. So I honestly wouldn't be surprised if an under comes flying in here.
Wow, an under. Do you think there's a good chance, if Julius Randle doesn't play, that like the Heat just take off too? And then it's just like a 99-80 game. Like, yeah, it's a 19-point difference, but I don't really think that. Does that hit it? Does that hit the over off quick?
99-80? No, that wouldn't hit.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So that's only 179.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you got the best player for the Knicks questionable. It says right thigh contused. I didn't see when that happened.
I didn't see that either.
If he's not, like, he's been putting up phenomenal numbers. Some in New York, I'm not saying this, but some in New York are saying MVP numbers.
They're just tripping.
Given how, well, you know how the Knicks fans are, you know what I mean? They get above 500, it's time to celebrate. Julius Randle has been balling, though. So if he's not playing, where's the offense come from for the Knicks is my question. So I would lean under on that.
Mon Quickly is where the offense comes from. Oh, Derek, yeah. Rose.
Nothing but floaters.
RJ Barrett. I mean, we got some good names out there that we can see play. No, I agree. I just like the over because 204.5 just is so low that it wouldn't surprise me if this game was just a slow up and down game. So, like you said, it could hit the under. So you only take it just because, again, it's just such a low scoring.
Yeah, you're betting that they're both going to score 100 at that point.
Exactly. The defense won't really be there. It'll be more like a practice squad game, shooting threes the whole time. Next game up. Minnesota Brooklyn, Minnesota are 11-point underdogs here on the road in Brooklyn. Total is 239.5 for the over-under. I mean, I feel like this game is a stay-away game. You got Towns and the Poo-Poo Wolves versus James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Blake Griffin, name every player that they have. I mean, my goodness. I don't know what you do with this game.
The spread I'm staying away from just because double-digit spreads are always kind of murky, muddy waters to begin with. But the over, I got no problem going with the over on that one. 239.5. Towns has been putting up numbers. I know that the Wolves aren't great, but Towns has still been putting up numbers. Kevin Durant and Landry Shamet are out, but we've seen that the Nets, it doesn't matter. They're going to put up the points. James Harden and Kyrie will be putting up the points. Kyrie didn't play over the weekend for personal reasons. He's slated to be back tonight, so I like the over. I think it'll be, you know, one of those games where the Nets, who are averaging like just shy of 120 points per game, yeah, they're 119.3. I just see them putting up big points on a Miami or Minnesota defense that's just not that great.
I'm about to give away something right now. This is going to be a 2.5 unit bet from me, and this bet is going to be presented to you by mybookie.ag. Guys, go to mybookie.ag. For all of your gambling needs, whether it be casino games, sports book, just like we're doing and talking about right now, or maybe you know pop culture so well that you want to bet on the Grammys, go there, mybookie.ag. They have you covered. When signing up, use promo code HOOPBALL, that's HOOPBALL, and they will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. Troy, I got one that I think is really going to hit. I'm only doing 2.5 now because I'm nervous because it's Towns and he's sometimes a little flaky. But the over-under sits at 25.5. The defense in the low post for the Nets is horrible, even with Blake Griffin in there. Blake Griffin's never been a defender. If LaMarcus Aldridge plays, he's never really been a true defender. And DeAndre Jordan is DeAndre Jordan. I like over 25.5. Do you agree?
Oh yeah. Like I said, on my points with the total going over, Karl-Anthony Towns, he's been balling recently. So, and LaMarcus Aldridge's list is out right now. And we know with the NBA, I mean, it could be 5 minutes before tip and we'll find out that changes, but that doesn't change the mindset that Karl-Anthony Towns has been putting up the numbers offensively.
Yeah. I just don't see who stops him out there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think they're going to stay close. If I had to pick one or the other, I'm going to go over, like you said, on the 239. I don't even mind sprinkling like a half a unit on minus 11 for the Nets. They have the Timberwolves have no answers anywhere. I just think Karl-Anthony Towns is going to have one of his better games. It wouldn't surprise me if he went off for 40 tonight in a double digit loss, though. That game's going to be horrible.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Really, the reason I'm not hopping on the Nets spread is, like I said, just to stay away from the double. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those things are pretty high. Well, from a double digit to a close one, arguably the best game of the night, New Orleans heads to Boston as 2.5-point underdogs. Totals over under sits at 229.5. Money line sits at plus 120 for the Pelicans, minus 140 for the Seas. Troy, what are your thoughts?
So last night, this line opened at Celtics were 4-point favorites. Over under was 230.5. So the total has dropped a point, and the spread has dropped 2 points. And I honestly, I'm leaning Pelicans on this one, just because Zion has been putting up ridiculous numbers. Now they've been talking about him on like the Jump and stuff as is he like Shaq, and it's like if you look at just numbers, and yes, he's a bigger body. I'm not gonna say he's the next Shaq, you know, or anything. However, he is putting up ridiculous numbers. And, excuse me, the Celtics are really just like, especially pre-All-Star break, they're a coin flip. You do not know what Celtics team you're going to get. Either Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are going to combine for 15 threes, and Marcus Smart's going to get, you know, 5 steals, or they're just not going to, they're going to be missing everything, and Brad Stevens is not going to have any adjustments. So that's why for me, I lean Pelicans this way with the with it being 2.5 now and it opening at 4 last night. I hopped on it when it was plus 4 for the Pelicans.
Yeah, I'm taking that money line all day with the Pels. I think plus 120 as an underdog, and it's already been noted that Jaylen Brown is out of this game, so he's not even playing, and the Pelicans are still underdogs. Look, I get it. They're not a good road team, but you take out arguably their best defender. I mean, yes, Marcus Smart will probably have some good minutes and good run tonight, but I just think Brandon Ingram can go off, and then Zion's going to be unstoppable down there. It's going to just – I don't know. I mean, I think this could be a good game, but I just think the Pelicans, like you said, I think they have the ability to take it to the next level with their players. They're starting to find a nice stride to them, especially Zion. So I can definitely see the Pelicans as our first underdog pick really, really hit. I like them a lot tonight as well.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown is out. Evan Fournier listed as available, so he could have his debut with the Celtics. But I still – Zion's been putting up – I think he's shooting 61% from the field and averaging – I forget how many rebounds. But he's putting up stupid numbers, and he's just – sometimes you kind of take for granted just how ridiculous these NBA players are. Like, you see someone like Zion, someone that large should not move that fast and jump that high, and yet he is doing it. So – yeah, he's starting to find his groove. I really like Stan Van Gundy as a coach. He's kind of been a, I don't want to say a letdown, but they've been underachieving so far this year. But I like him right here in the spot.
Yeah, and then also just to add in, like you said, Evan Fournier, he's available. But it's his first game as a Celtic, no practice. I mean, there's going to be that period. And if he's obviously, in my mind, he's probably starting, right? Is he automatically coming in as your starter with Jaylen Brown out?
I mean, sure, yeah, likely. I don't see why not. You know,
I'm saying so. Your starting lineup already gets a change. It's your no Tristan Thompson. So you're going to see a lot of Robert Williams tonight. This is probably going to be a 30-minute Robert Williams night. I've been waiting for these. I love these games, but yeah, I just think the Pelicans. I think they have more enough firepower and ability to either play slow or fast. And then when you take out the best defender. I just can't go away from that underdog at plus 120. The value is just there to pick the Pelicans. And look, yeah, it's already the line's already changed since we've been talking. It went from a plus 120. Now it's a plus 115. So interesting. Interesting game. That's probably going to be one of the game of the night, honestly.
Yeah, I could easily see that being a fun one.
Next up, we got the Mavs and the Thunder. Mavs are 11-point favorites here on the road against the Thunder. Over-under on the total sits at 220 minus 650 for the Mavs, plus 425 for the Thunder. Are we just avoiding this game?
Yeah, this is a stay-away game. There's too many injuries. Thunder, Lou Dort, Darius Bazley, SGA all out. You know, the Mavs got J.J. Redick, but he's out.
Not playing.
Yeah, Willie Cauley-Stein out for health and safety protocols. So, I mean, it's going to be the Luka and Kristaps show. But I still, again, double-digit spreads. There's not enough here for me to want to jump on that. And the over-under, 220. Dallas is, again, one of those teams where it's like, are they going to put up 130 tonight? Or are they going to, you know, struggle to crack 100? So this is a stay-away game for me.
I'll be honest. A part of me will take the Thunder with those points. But here's why. Not because I really think that they're going to win or I honestly, if Luka plays, they have no chance. But I have this weird feeling that Luka's not going to play tonight. I think we're going to hear a scratch from Luka just because he's banged up right now. I believe he just missed a back-to-back set due to injury. So, I mean, why not take it easy on him on this type of team? Something like that wouldn't surprise you. Jalen Brunson's been solid all year. So that's something that I've been thinking about. I just see that and maybe just sprinkle something with the mindset that Luka doesn't play, but I'm with you. This game is kind of avoided. I don't really like this game either.
Yeah, the Mavericks played a back-to-back Friday, Saturday, Pacers, and then on the road to the Pelicans, and then four more straight road games. They got Thunder, Celtics, Knicks, Wizards, then a home game against the Jazz, and then another slight road trip with the Rockets. So it's kind of a weird schedule spot for them as well. So if there's a time to rest Luka, it would be now.
Next game up, Grizzlies, Rockets. The Grizzlies head into Houston as 8-point favorites. The over-under on the total sits at 226.5, and that just changed as I was speaking. Grizzlies are minus 350 favorites to the Rockets plus 275. And I'll be honest with you, Troy, I'm clicking +8 with those Rockets. I talked about it the other day on the wager pass where I feel like Vegas and a lot of people view these Rockets as the same old Rockets as when Harden was there, and they're not. They're a little bit more grittier. definitely way more sloppy, but they have the ability to play versatile defense, and it's fun to watch them play. So I like the Rockets here +8.
I kind of lean with you on that. The Grizzlies, this is the last game of a 4-game road trip for them. They had back-to-back versus the Jazz over the weekend where they lost. So, I mean, maybe the Grizzlies come out with some fire under their belly, but 8, I don't know. This is more of a stay away for me, but I totally see where you're coming from with the Rockets.
Gotcha. I'm trying to see here if there's any prop bets that I like, and there's just really nothing there that intrigues me. I just think that the defense is good with Tate, Wall, Christian Wood still been playing very well. The Grizzlies, you just kind of don't know. So when you can get 8 points, almost a 10-point lead before the game even starts, and you have John Wall and Tate and all those guys, and Christian Wood, obviously, I think I just got to take that. I feel comfortable taking that +8 with the Rockets. Next game up, we have the Raptors and the Pistons. The Raptors are only 3-point favorites here over the Pistons. I bet you Kyle Lowry's out, and I haven't even seen the injury report yet. The over-under on the total sits at 214, minus 155 to the Raptors, plus 135 to the Pistons. Troy, what are you doing here?
So Kyle Lowry is questionable, as it's listed on the injury report. And the Pistons, they've been playing better since All-Star break. They're still bottom of the East, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But even then, they're one of those teams that good teams or average teams will play down to their competition. They struggle with the Pistons. It's not like the Pistons, again, they're not very good, but they've lost a lot of close games, some overtime games this year. And if Lowry's not playing, I kind of lean the Pistons on that +3. But really the over-under of 214, that seems kind of low for me. So I lean over and I lean Pistons. Maybe a half unit play on both of those.
Yeah, if I make a bet on any of this, it's going to be minus 155 with the Raptors, and that's about it. I can't trust that over-under because both teams can get cold fast. Yeah. And with Lowry not being there, I mean, Gary Trent Jr. should probably find his way quickly, you know. It should just be fine stepping into that same role he was in with Portland. So I don't know. I just if I had to do anything, I'd do -155, and I'd go against you here. I'd take -3 with or without Lowry, just because the Gary Trent Jr. stuff, and you know, just roll with the Raptors. But I really, the only bet I would take with my own personal money is -155 with the Raptors. All right, Troy, this next game's a big one. This next one's a big one. If the Kings win and beat San Antonio, and the Warriors lose, I believe the Kings take over the 10th spot.
Ooh.
And they're in a play-in game, which is exactly what Vivek said he wanted to do. That's why they didn't trade Harrison Barnes. That's why they didn't trade any of their key players. They said that they want to compete, and they want to compete for a playoff position. And a play-in is technically a playoff position, I guess, in their mind. So they're on the road in San Antonio, +2.5, +120. Give me them dang Sacramento Kings, man. I'm taking them.
Oh, man.
I never bet on the Kings, ever. Every time I do, I get screwed. So I never do it. So when I say I'm betting on these Kings, you better believe you better take it with a grain of salt. This is hard for me. I can't even believe I said it out loud.
Aren't they coming off that buzzer beater, though?
They are coming off a Harrison Barnes turnaround, eyes closed buzzer beater. It was gross. Quarterback De'Aaron Fox out here with the left-handed bullet. My goodness. Man, the Kings are hot. I got to take them right now.
I feel that. This is the first of two games. Wednesday, they play in San Antonio again. This is a stay away from me, honestly. Pop just reaches third coach to get, I think it was 1,200 or 1,300 wins in the NBA. So we know Pop knows what he's doing. Spurs know what they're doing. The Kings, I just cannot bet on the Kings, and I don't feel comfortable enough betting against them in this game. So really, for me, this is a stay away. Over under at 229. Really, the Spurs. What's the X factor?
Please. The X factor. So I'm gonna try and persuade you to hop on this Kings bet with me because I'm feeling feisty about these Kings. Like, no joke, this might be my underdog pick of the game, and I might be throwing three whole units on this underdog play, bro. Like, I'm going big. This is why the X factor to me is gonna be DeLon Wright and Mo Harkless. I really think those two additions are for games like this where the talent level at certain positions could not be stopped because we had guys like the Kings, not we. The Kings had guys like Buddy Hield and Corey Joseph defending. And Corey Joseph, let's be honest, guys, he's claimed to be a great defender, but he's getting beat a majority of the time. And every time those guards get beat, it put Rashawn Holmes in foul trouble. Give respect where respect is due. Rashawn Holmes is a really good defender, guys. Don't question it just because you've been dealing with foul trouble lately. The guards can't defend. Now you have a couple that can with Wright and Harkless. That's who slows down DeRozan. I think it's a great battle between Murray and Fox. I just think it's possible. I don't think they're gonna blow them out. I just think it's gonna be a battle. You could see them, the Kings, trailing all the way until the fourth quarter, but then fourth quarter Fox comes out, and that's where things get silly. And that's where we can see another buzzer beater from Harrison Barnes. Who knows? I like him.
I like him at plus 120.
Yeah, you definitely did not convince me to ride with you, but maybe someone else. This is still just to stay away from me.
All right.
Honestly, you know what? You slightly convinced me to slightly lean Kings 2.5, +2.5, but that's the most you're getting out of me.
There's just more on the line for the Kings. Like, the Kings are, like, fighting just to get into a playoff play-in spot where the Spurs already have something locked in right now, you know, so it's,
and they have some injuries. Lonnie, yeah, Walker,
right, Corey Walker's Dang's out for playing at least a couple of weeks. I mean, they just got Gorgie Dang, though. I don't even know if he's actually gonna play.
I don't know either. I'm just looking at the injury report, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
just giving the information to the people.
I'm riding them Kings +120. Give me 2.5 if you want to be a little chicken, but we go +120. We're taking them Kings for the win. This next game is ridiculous here at Troy. The Cavs are 16-point underdogs on the road in Utah against the Jazz. The over-under, though, sits at 219. Something smells a little fishy here. I don't know what it is.
It'd be the Jazz. The entire Jazz team smells fishy. I think they're sub-500 since All-Star break. Now, the Cavs on the road, I think they only average about 99 points a game, which is, I kind of had to do a double take when I saw that. Like, this is a professional team that can't average over 100 points on the road. But, and the Jazz are a phenomenal home team, but 16 is just a lot. 16 is a preposterous spread for an NBA game. And
it's because Allen's out. That's why.
Well, still, 16 is just, I mean, yeah, Jared Allen's out. Anyone out? Yeah, no. No one out for the Jazz. Azubuike is actually out for the Jazz. So, I mean, yeah, the Jazz are going to win. I have no doubt that the Jazz will win this. But 16, it's just like with the Grizzlies over the weekend, or I think it was Thursday or Friday. They were up 20, should have easily covered, and they let the Grizzlies come back and get into the game and ended up blowing it and not covering. And I could easily see another slack off kind of game like that out of the Jazz. I just don't trust the Jazz at all.
I just feel like the Cavs have played better recently. Like, they're not a bad team. Like, they're fun to watch. They have some scores. They're big men are athletic. Like, Larry Nance is still going to be good today. I mean, is he going to be able to block or really defend Gobert? No, but, you know, you got Larry Nance Jr. out there. He's going to make you some plays. There's going to be a lot of backdoor cuts, some threes. Like you said, I just think 16 is a lot of points. That's a lot of points. Even if they get blown out to the 20s, like, it's your two easy baskets or maybe a free throw and a layup, a BS layup.
Two garbage cover time buckets, yeah.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So I guess I would sprinkle – if you were like, hey, I really need to bet something, just something that pays decent, take +16. Get 16 points and just hope that those guys get into a scoring battle. The Jazz have known to get cold occasionally. Why not?
Yeah, when you get spreads this big, I was already saying earlier, you know, double-digit 10, 11 spreads you kind of want to stay away from. But something like 16, that's so much that I don't even look at who's playing. I just see 16, and I think it's hard for a team to cover 16.
That's a lot in the NBA. Yeah. And the funny thing is, too, you can add an additional point and a half, and it only gets you to -145.
That's, he I can, mean, see right there, 17 and a half for those odds. That's not too terrible.
No, that's a you bet 150, you still get positive money. Like, that's crazy. Let's see here. Let's go to the next game. I just think that, again, Cavs points is the only thing I'm touching. I'm not even going to look at that over under 219. I have no idea.
It opened at 220. Yeah. So I don't, it's trending down just because Cavs don't score on the road. Jazz hold teams down when they're at home.
And then the Jazz also don't score when their opponents don't score. It's just a Jazz thing.
Yeah. They're, yeah. They just, it's weird. I don't trust them at all.
Take the points. Take the points. Bulls. This is a pick 'em game. They're plus one against the Warriors. Curry is expected to be back after practicing in full. Minus 105 to a minus 115. Warriors are the minus 115 here at home. Over under sits at 228. Look, I'm going to take the Warriors if Steph Curry's playing. I'm hitting that minus one. I'm hitting that minus 115, whichever one you feel more comfortable about. Obviously, I don't know why this is. I would just take minus one because that's minus 110 compared to a minus 115 on the line. And I'm taking the over on 228 because both teams are going to score. And the Warriors' defense is not that good right now, as much as Draymond Green wants to claim to be the best defender ever. So I'm taking the Warriors for the win, but I'm going over on that 228 total.
Yeah, definitely. Curry's questionable. Zach LaVine and Lauri Markkanen are probable for the Bulls. Yeah, this is one I would lean the Warriors just because they have Draymond Green. That really, for me, would be the difference maker. Now, he's not – prime Draymond Green during that 2015-18 Warriors run was a phenomenal all-time defender, but he's not the greatest defender of all time. Let's get real. But
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get into that right now.
Dennis Rodman.
Just not Draymond Green.
Let me throw out some names.
Bill Russell, you know, there's a lot of people you could go with. But
Gary Payton.
Yeah.
Sean Kemp. I'm just throwing out names.
Like you said, I'd go over on it. But if anything, I would take the Warriors just because of Draymond Green. For me, that makes it from a coin flip to that 1 point I would take with the Warriors.
Well, yeah, I like the Bulls. There's parts of the Bulls that I really like. It's just don't trust it. Can't do it. All right, last game. Last game of the day. Last game of the night. Wait, is it?
I'm pretty sure it is. Bucks Clippers, right?
Bucks Clippers. No, you're right. Because the Sixers Nuggets is tomorrow. I saw the Sixers Nuggets, but it's because scrolling down away. Anyways, Bucks Clippers. Bucks are 2.5 point underdogs against the Clippers. Quick question for you, Troy: is Giannis playing?
Well, according to the official NBA injury report, the only people listed out are Bobby Portis, Radion Skirkus, and PJ Tucker for the Bucks.
Is Giannis playing?
It looks like it so far. I mean, he's not on the injury report unless they arrest him.
I'm taking them Bucks then.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Giannis is playing? Giannis is playing? And Chris Middleton? Oh, he's back. And Andrew Holiday? Give me them Bucks. Give me them Bucks. On the road, I don't care. I'm taking money line plus 115. Who needs the points?
I'm with you. Pat Bev, Serge out for the Clippers. They traded Lemon Pepper Lou. It really is turning more and more into the Kawhi and Paul George show, which it's the regular season, so they'll be fine. But I just really like Giannis. The Bucks put up lots and lots of points. The Clippers are one of the better defensive teams, but Giannis,
I'm blown away by
Giannis.
This.
I'm taking Giannis. I'm taking the Bucks on this. So, I mean, worst case scenario is a late scratch for Giannis, but the over 231 and the Bucks money line are what's sticking out to me.
Yeah, over 231 and a half for sure. I just don't understand it though. If Bulls Warriors is minus 105 to minus 115, and the Bucks Clippers are plus 115 to minus 135. Give me Bucks money line all day. I don't know what that's crazy to me. The Bucks, when they have their real core all playing together, they are a solid basketball team. They're a solid basketball team even when they don't have their core. Giannis Antetokounmpo is one of the most dominant, if not the most dominant player in the league right now. And yes, I'm including over LeBron. I'm just saying, I just think Bucks win this game outright. give me the, I don't need those points. Just give me that money line for sure. And yeah. I'll take the over on 231.5.
I like the value there. The if you can get a healthy Bucs squad at plus money, I'm taking it.
All day, every day. Troy, we did it. Full card. I think in only 20 minutes of action. Look at us go. We're killing the game. Before I let you go, let the fans know where they can find you online and what they could be expecting from you this week.
Yeah, on Twitter at Dwayne_TheRockJ. All the hot takes and tweets, sports related and not sports related. Obviously, HoopBall, HoopBall Gaming, at HoopBall Tweets, all that good stuff is where you can find me. I spend a lot of time, probably too much time on Twitter, honestly.
Let me ask you this debatable question, then this hot take from you.
Let's go.
Nestle Quick chocolate milk or Yoo-hoo?
So that's a great question. And Yoo-hoo is phenomenal. This is like a Cartoon Network Nickelodeon question. Everyone's always like, oh, what do you like? And it's like, man, they're both good. I like them both. But gun to my head, give me Nesquik.
I'm messing with the .coms. Yeah. Troy, follow him at Dwayne_TheRock_J something. What was it again?
Yep, Dwayne_TheRockJ.
Look at me go. I listen.
You got that. Now you just got to get my last name down.
You'll Markowski. Be... Bam. Oh, boo. Mic drop. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms at VM Center. Follow the website at HoopBall Gaming, at HoopBall Tweets, mybookie.ag, manscaped.com. Sending out all the good vibes. Good luck. And until next time.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money.